ago after giving more than 60 years of service to this community. In his later years, he went from governing the centre to using its services. We acknowledge and honour Bill Whittaker for his many years of service to the Manningham community. Item 7. Petitions. 7.1. Review of parking restrictions at the shopping strip of Village Avenue, Doncaster Kunung Ward. Do I have a mover? Do I have a seconder? Move.
I move that the petition received from 248 business owners from Village Avenue, Doncaster, seeking a review of the parking restrictions in Village Avenue and the introduction of a two-hour parking zone be received and referred to the appropriate officer for consideration.
I have a seconder. Do you wish to speak? Any against? All in favour? Against? Carried. Haynes. Councillor Haynes. 7.2, sound protection between Williamson's Road and Brentvale Court, Doncaster, Heidi Wood. Do I have a mover? Councillor Piccinini.
Yes.
You're moving?
Yes.
Read the motion.
No, you don't read.
Okay.
Someone's got a second.
Okay, I move that the petition received from 9 residents of Brentvale Court in Doncaster requesting council to improve the sound protection of that section of Williamson's Road from King Street to 222 Williamson's Road by increasing the density of the vegetation strip or by putting up a high wooden sound barrier be received and referred to the appropriate officer for consideration.
Do I have a seconder? Councillor Goff. Do you wish to speak?
No.
All those in favour? Any against? Carried. Item 8, admission of urgent business.
Madam Mayor, there are no items of urgent business.
Item 9, planning permit applications. 9.1, planning application PL16-026081 at 52 to 54 Manningham Road for 16 three-storey and four-storey dwellings and alteration of access to a road in a road zone, Category 1. Do I have a mover?
So moved, Madam Mayor.
Councillor Goff. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Galbally. Councillor Goff.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. And I rise to support the officer's recommendation on this occasion with this particular development. Indeed, this development here is on a large piece of land. It's over 2,000 square metres, which in general terms of the properties in a lot of our area, in the Bulleen and Lower Telstow area, are at 690, 700. It's about 3 block size, just a fraction shorter than 3 blocks. So, and also this particular site is on the main road and it's also in a designated area in the planning scheme called Residential Growth Zone 2. And it's also in DDO8 and that's how it's assessed on those guidelines. Indeed, this particular development is a change to what is in that area. It is going to, increase the density on that area, and that is the areas that we at Manningham have identified in our planning scheme as the areas for this sort of dwelling to occur. We did have a number of objectors two objectors did come to a meeting that we had the other evening, and they did have a number of concerns. Part of them was overshadowing was one of the concerns, and overshadowing is one of those things in the planning sense that it fits or it doesn't fit, and it actually, even though there are some shadows that are cast over the block at certain times of the year, it fits within the parameters of being okay there. They also looked at the actual bulk of the building, and yes, it is a substantial change. It is two big buildings. buildings that are on that particular site, and I'll just talk about neighbourhood character in a minute because that was one of the things that was mentioned. But we're also looking at the height. Now, we had this a couple of months ago, Madam Mayor, at a particular, another one in Manningham Road, where the heights are not mandatory in this particular sense on this location. In some of the DDOs, heights are mandatory, but on this one here on that main road in the residential growth zone, they are not. And there is a design element at the front of this particular building that does exceed the height, and it's not over the whole building, it is at the front, that does exceed the height by 1.3 metres. It's at the street end of this particular development. That is an element that I do know that a number of people have wanted to have kept on that particular property. This is, and when we talk about neighbourhood character in this particular area, this is an area that we actually have said that we're wanting to change the character of. That's the main road. Okay, so in areas around the main roads and around our shopping centres, we're not promoting the individual house on the lot, fronting onto those main roads. And this is in response to that. So within the planning scheme, a lot of the issues have been addressed in the report, and in fact, a lot of the areas in our straight assessments have been met on this particular application, and where it hasn't been, there are conditions to make it meet our considerations. Overall, Madam Mayor, it is a good development for that area. It is in the area of change. And I do believe that in the future there will be a block in between two large groups. There will be a block of land, and we need to in future look and get a policy on how we deal with those particular blocks to enable them to achieve some sort of height, because they are going to be below on that main road if they're all stuck in between two larger developments, be dwarfed by the ones on the side. So I think there's a bit of work that Council does in the future, but on this particular application, which is what we've got for us now, I do believe that we should support this particular application for this development.
Thank you. Do you wish to speak?
No, nothing to
add. Anyone against? Put it to a vote. All those in favour? Against? Carried. 9.2. Planning application PL15/025922 at 25 to 35 Park Road, Donvale, for 45 dwellings. Do I have a mover? Councillor McLeish.
Madam Mayor, I'd like to move that the recommendation be adopted with the inclusion of a couple of extra points, if I may. Firstly, A, that the words both pedestrians and cyclists be added to the end of clause 4, and B, a new clause 5 to read, the proposed internal road network has an unnecessary safety and amenity impact upon the existing local road network. This could be addressed if the primary access for any proposed development was instead accessed via Park Road.
Do I have a seconder?
Yes.
Councillor Conlon. Councillor McLeish.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Madam Mayor, I'm pleased to rise to speak to this particular item because what we have before us is an officer report which recommends a refusal of this particular proposal. And it's unsurprising that the proposal is indeed being refused. Now, this is a pretty... This lot is highly prospective for the development. Vic Roads has sold the land on, and we can be relieved that the community isn't suffering from having a freeway on or off ramp through this particular vicinity, and this is a good thing. It's 13,000, nearly 14,000 square metres. It's a very large block, and it's zoned general residential 3. And the proposal speaks about having 45 two-storey dwellings. It's just down the road from the low-density residential zone. It's adjacent to the freeway, but it's on the East Link Linear Trail. It's got great connections for cycling and for walking to the Mullum Mullum Trail and beyond. And you would think this would come up with a very a wonderful development you would expect would be proposed for this site. You would hope that a developer would actually consider just the sort of community that you would expect to be moving in here, to consider that families might move in. But instead what we've got, despite this fabulous location, we've got a poorly conceived proposal. There are very solid grounds for refusing this particular proposal. There are numerous examples of poor design in this proposal. The retarding basin design, key to the stormwater of the site. Yet the report tells us that it's unsafe, it's unfenced. Poor landscaping. It's going to be very difficult to maintain. A real safety hazard to the local community and to the residents. Worse still, we have a very badly designed road network. The proposal would link two roads, Rendale Drive and Langford Crescent. This will create a through route between Mitcham Road and Park Road. And the road that would be built to do this is very narrow at 4.3 metres. Sure, there's a 1.2 metres extra on top of that for a footpath, but there's no separation between the two. We're just going to have a slab of asphalt, 5.5 metres wide, and we're going to have pedestrians and cars competing for that. Very poor design. The report actually tells us that there is inadequate roadway in this particular proposal for safe passing of vehicles. I don't really understand how anyone could propose this particular development in the form that it's in. If this was proposed as just a subdivision of land, what would happen is they would be expected to have a 5.5 metre roadway, a 1 metre nature strip, and then a 1.5 metre pedestrian footpath. That's what we would expect to see here. 8 metres of width, 45% wider than it's been proposed. This is a very poor proposal. It's inherently unsafe. And we've only talked about the roads. There are a whole collection of other issues with this particular development. There's a long list of them. Excessive overshadowing, inadequate landscaping, dwelling set too close to the road, doesn't comply with 11 different parts of Clause 55 of the planning scheme. It is a very sad proposal, and I'm pleased to see a comprehensive report from our officers that takes this proposal and tells us to reject it. I have to commend the officers for the work that they put into this particular report, because it's very well prepared. It looks to me as though it would present very well in VCAT. A very sound argument can be made for the problems with this development. It's a very thorough analysis. So I'm pleased to be able to speak to this, to ask my fellow councillors to support the recommendation and refuse this proposal. I've discussed this proposal with my ward councillors, and I may be the one standing here speaking, but I am confident that my ward councillors, through my discussions with them, have come to a good understanding of the refusal and a good understanding of the problems with this development. And I'm certain that they would be just as happy as I am to stand here and speak to the proposal in this form. So I ask my fellow councillors to actually to vote in support of the recommendation and decline this proposal.
Councillor Conlon.
Yeah, I'd like to speak to that too. Thanks, Paul. I agree with everything that Paul has said. And I just wanted to speak to the residents who all turned up to the submitters meeting last week, and to me that was a very strong show of where the objections from the residents lay, and I'd like to congratulate them for their planning in that meeting and being organised and the way they brought that.
Thank you. I'll put it to a vote. Any against? Okay, I'll put it to a vote. Would you like to close?
No, I can't.
No. There was no debate. There you go. All those in favour? All those against? Carried. Item 10, Planning and Environment. 10.1, Amendment C104, Westfield Doncaster Draft Development Plan, consideration of submissions. Do I have a mover?
Madam Mayor, I move that the recommendation be adopted.
Do I have a seconder?
Yes, Madam Mayor.
You need to say the name.
Councillor McLeish. Councillor Chin, do you have anything to say? No. Councillor McLeish. As a seconder, you can.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Madam Mayor, we have before us the Westfield Doncaster Draft Development Plan. We're considering submissions. We're working our way through a process and considering whether we should approve some changes to the design parameters for the Westfield Shopping Town site. This is a very big proposal for this particular site. If it's eventually approved, it'll establish the framework for future development of the site. It'll outline where things just might go in the future, when and if the owners of this site decide to develop it. There's no guarantee that we'll see one massive development. If it was eventually approved, the developers could do this in one permit, they could do it in four, they could do it in multiple stages. But what we will see is a significant growth in the size of the shopping centre, if it's eventually approved. 43,000 square metres more retail space, 18,000 square metres of commercial office space. A very significant enhancement to the centre, and it would be a change from the original concept plan for the Shopping Town, which dates back to 1996. The previous plan has run its course. It's 20 years old. It's time for a new development plan for this site. And I ask my fellow councillors to support this proposal, to take it on to the next phase, which will see it go out to a planning panel for further consideration and further feedback from our community. It's interesting to note that we've only had 52 submissions on the proposal thus far. There are many who spoke in support of various aspects, some great features such as a significant improvement to the bus operation at the site, where we'll separate buses from traffic, and we will see an undercover bus interchange presented when that aspect of the centre is eventually developed. We've seen a significant growth in parking to cater for the increased growth in the centre. The centre is growing by 39%, but the parking is growing by 45%. And that's due to the great work of the organisation in negotiating with this developer to get them to increase the space for the proposal and increase the opportunity for shoppers to actually navigate their way around the centre, not only by more parking, but through an improved internal road network. If this is eventually approved, I'm sure it will be a great enhancement to the facility, and we know it's going to generate thousands of jobs. 2,000 construction jobs, 2,900 full and part-time jobs on completion. It's a great move forward for this particular site, and I recommend it to my councillors.
Thank you, Councillor. Anyone against? Put it to a vote. All those in favour? Against? Carried. 10.2, Amendment C111, 383 to 395 Manningham Road, Doncaster, consideration of panel report and adoption of amendment. Do I have a mover, Councillor Goff?
Moved as on the paper.
Do I have a seconder, Councillor Haynes? Councillor Goff.
Thank you, Madam Mayor, and I rise to support this particular motion, and it's a process that Council has been going through for quite some considerable amount of time. With regard to dealing with this particular piece of property. For anyone that doesn't know, this property is probably in front of Melaleuca Lodge and Manicare building next to the ambulance station in Manningham Road. And it's been an empty block of land for as long as I've been a councillor, and it's been probably empty for many years before that, since it was used for I suppose, agricultural purposes. It's a piece of land that we've identified as being useful and in a strategic way for housing or other services. And indeed, we've gone through a whole history in the past of looking at the Manningham Centre, which is now called Manicare, and other organisations, if they've wanted that particular piece of land for their expansions and things like that, and that hasn't been the case. But it is something that we have gone out to a panel, and we did ask the community to go out to the panel, and the panel has met. And what we've asked for it to do is to go from a public use zone for health and community services to a residential growth zone, and DD081 is placed on that. And indeed, the reason that we're going for that particular zoning is because that's what everything around it on that particular site is in that particular zone too. Again, it's that same sort of main road precinct zone that we've got into there. And also going along with that, we've got a planning permit application to divide, to subdivide that particular block into two blocks. And indeed, it had gone through the panel process and the panel recommends that sort of action. So tonight here, we're at our probably thing is saying that we support that and wish to declare that and then send it off to the minister to get signed. So we're at the final stages of that process that's been going on for some time now. So councillors, I recommend that we support this particular motion.
Do I have any councillors against? Oh, sorry. Seconder, would you like to speak?
Nothing further to add.
Right. Anyone against? Councillor Chin. Would you like to speak?
Madam Mayor, I'm opposed to the motion.
Okay. Councillor, would you like to reply?
Any in favour?
No? Okay. Anyone else in favour would like to speak? No? Oh.
No, I won't speak.
Anna wanted to speak. Yes?
Yes.
Madam Mayor, I'm opposed to the motion because Manningham is the only municipality that does not have a public hospital, tram, or university campus. Like much of Melbourne, the Manningham population is aging. Based on the data of 2011 census, 19% of Manningham residents were aged 65 and over. In Victoria Future 2016, published by the state government, in 2031, the rate will increase to 25.2%, which is the highest in the Eastern Melbourne. Council has all the intentions to consider a minimum of 10% affordable housing to be included in the sale process. There is yet any compelling and proven case for stock transfer, and council is not resourced to take a primary role in the delivery of affordable housing stock. Council does not have the regulatory powers to enable it to compel the market to perform in particular directions. In December 2016, Infrastructure Victoria published Victoria's 30-year infrastructure strategy. It says that a comprehensive, coordinated approach of affordable housing plan is to be taken within 5 years. There will be inclusionary zoning and or provide incentives to deliver affordable rental housing. Infrastructure Victoria also responds to health infrastructure, particularly due to aging. Many measures have been proposed, including integrated community health hubs. Land appreciates, goes up in value. If we keep our council land, the land belongs to the whole community. We have the control and flexibility for any sustainable development. Responsible governance will be innovative in exploring any opportunity to cater for our future community needs. So why do we need to rezone the land and sell it? Thank you.
Anyone for? Councillor, anything further to add?
No.
I'll put it to a vote. All those in favour? All those against? Carried.
Efficient.
All those in for? Please stand. Councillor Gough, Councillor Haynes, Councillor McLeish, Councillor Piccinini, Councillor Conlon, Councillor Galbley, Councillor Kleinert. Those against? Councillor Zephyropoulos, Councillor Chin.